Welcome to today's Healthy Living Home Care. Let's talk Indianola. Healthy Living Home Care, a service of Westview of Indianola Care Center. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with State Senator Julian Garrett from the latest with the Iowa Legislature.
Have you talked with any other legislators? I know it's not an easy thing to do when you're not seeing them at the State House. The normal business doesn't get done. But I guess, is there anything in terms of long-term planning, or is it just kind of a wait and see at this point?
Well, as a matter of fact, we had a conference call just yesterday. Now, we're recording this on Friday, we had a conference call on Thursday and had a discussion with the Senate leadership and the Senate Republicans and discussed a lot of these items. But as we've talked about, things are so fluid and so up in the air that we're discussing contingencies, but we're just going to have to wait for a little more time to go by here to make any firm decisions. But yes, we're in communication regularly, and we've had conference calls with other state officials, economic development people, workforce development, and the governor's office. So we're in constant contact. It's just that with things being so fluid, you really can't make any hard decisions right now, except that we're kind of setting general ideas on when the time comes, what we will do and how we will go about finishing things up. And so, yes, we're in communication regularly.
Well, and then I wanted to talk about your communication with the governor's office. How much is the legislature and the governor's office kind of working together at this point? Again, the legislature came together and allowed Governor Reynolds to make some decisions that would normally be made by the legislature at the beginning, but kind of talk about that communication right now.
Yes, that's right. Anticipating that this was going to be a very unprecedented situation, before we recessed here, we did pass a resolution authorizing the governor to make changes in the budget within limits. She can access the Economic Emergency Fund to cover emergencies that come up. And she can adjust funding for between different departments to a certain extent. So we did anticipate that this could go on for a while, and so we did give the governor authority to within limits. I want to emphasize that she doesn't have unlimited authority, but within limits she does. And so I have a lot of confidence in the governor. I've known her for a long time, and I think she's doing a great job. And this is just so difficult. You can imagine being in a position like that with the responsibility she's got for over 3 million Iowans, and she's really working hard. And I think under the circumstances, she's really doing a great job.
Once again, that was State Senator Julian Garrett discussing the latest information the Iowa Legislature has received. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Healthy Living Home Care Let's Talk Indianola. Healthy Living Home Care, a service of Westview of Indianola Care Center.